Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our God, who is faithful all the time. 50 years ago this last July, I was ordained in my home church, Euclid Lutheran Church in suburban Cleveland, Ohio, as a young pastor in the former American Lutheran Church, one of the predecessor bodies that became the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. While I usually preach on the lectionary text appointed for this day, I'm only going to give a passing glance to the gospel. It classically illustrates that what God is up to rarely coincides with our human thinking. That's certainly been true in my life. So I hope you'll bear with me as I mark the occasion of 50 years. Who'd have thought? I mean, really, when I was ordained, I had no clue. But I would like to mark this with some reminiscing and some sharing some basic principles that have guided me over these past 50 years as a disciple and a pastor of the church. First of all, I learned in confirmation class the motto of Martin Luther, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone the glory. As a teen struggling with my own identity, I found this a profoundly simple commitment, one that I would continue to see modeled in pastors, in professors at Capital University, which, by the way, is a Lutheran college in Ohio, and in a number of my seminary classmates. I can tell you I still don't have that perfected. None of us do this side of heaven. But that motto has continued to walk with me and guide me, especially in some of the more challenging moments of my ministry. It's all about God. It's not even about you, although God would certainly have us put others before ourselves. Secondly, I've always had a bit of a struggle with Christ on the cross. May sound strange for a pastor, but I've always thought it was a shaming thing. I know that sin is the point of Christ's crucifixion. I know that we put Christ there, and there's no getting around that. But I would never be a good Catholic. For me, the empty cross is the sign of resurrection. The shame is gone. Christ is risen. And yet for me, and I think for many others who struggle with shame and negative self-image, my preferred image for God is in the incarnation, in Christmas. This God who we claim and believe in is the God who comes to us, who comes in the flesh in order to reach us even when we are distant. God's love is embodied in that act of coming to us. As it says in the first chapter of John's Gospel, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So that has become the primary symbol for my ministry. As a pastor, and I think for us as a church, we seek to be Christ's presence with all those that we meet. We try as a church to be a healthy, caring, kindly, good news-bearing presence with one another and to our community. Several of my callings were to difficult situations, entering into sick and broken faith communities and hoping to bring God's healing in that place. Two of my three calls in Minnesota followed sexual clergy misconduct, which was devastating to the people who had trusted that person. As a personnel officer for the ELCA, I got to see some of the very best of the church, as well as dealing with some of the worst. The reality is that sin is in all of us. And when it rears its ugly head in the church, it's really a sad day. but we are people of hope. For me, resurrection is not just about when we die. We are people that can rise up each day. And that's what our baptismal promise says, that daily we die to sin in order that a new self can arise. And it's also true for us as a church community. New life can continue to happen, as I believe it does here at St. John's. We have our food and quilting ministries that continue to be gracious to our community. Our children and youth ministries blessed, especially since we've had Deacon Katie. Our center of being a community life, it's a rare day when you don't come in here in the evening and see some community group meeting. And for our engagement with the Beaufort area, not to mention the generosity that you all continue to demonstrate. We don't know what the future will bring, but only that God is leading the way, and God is faithful, and we try to model that in our lives. Finally, I want to pay tribute to the members of this parish and to all those lay and professional colleagues that I've had the pleasure and honor to serve with over the years. I have certainly experienced my share of alligators, none in this church, by the way, but I've experienced many wonderful servants of God, including your current staff here. It's a really good one, and as I have throughout my ministry, it's been great fun along the way to be in service. I've tried to be true to my ordination vows and maintain the highest of ethical conduct in being a pastor. My wife will tell you there have been moments early in my career when I paced around the circle we lived in, contemplating whether it was time to quit. But God is faithful, and I've been blessed with an ever-supportive wife, a great family, wonderful colleagues, and so many kind and gracious congregational members. You've made these 50 years a blessed journey. At our best, we make every one of us better. And we are the church. Amen.